in the process of putting this together, what I'm trying to do is put an emphasis on this happiness that's within God. Because if you ask the average person, is God happy or unhappy? I think you've asked the average Christian, you say, well, he's got to be unhappy most of the time. Why? Well, because he's unhappy with sin. And that's true. Sin does not make him happy. Sin makes him sad or angry or what, you know, whatever, but you wouldn't call it happy. So I think we get used to thinking that he's a God of unhappiness, a God who is displeased. But look at the larger picture. We live in an aberration in the history of the universe. This is the one period of time where in one place there are people in rebellion against God. I mean, yes, there's the demons and there's the, you know, but it's for a short period of time. No matter how long it is, it's going to be short compared to eternity. So now, you know, we look at God and we can start thinking of him as an unhappy being. Well, he isn't. Well, he was always happy, created the world, was totally happy with it. Then comes fall and curse. Now you have unhappiness, but you don't just have unhappiness. You also, he maintains his true happiness within himself, his pleasure with his children, being able to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into your master's happiness.